And now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Monday, the 2nd of June 2025. There are warnings of gales in Viking, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Fair Isle 993, losing its identity by 1800 Monday. New low expected Bailey 976 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8, becoming west 4 or 5, backing south 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor at first. North at Zira, south at Zira. Southwesterly, veering northwesterly for a time, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor at first. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. West or northwest, 4 to 6, backing southwest, 3 to 5, then south, 5 to 7 later. Perhaps gale 8 later in Cromarty. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight, Humber. Southwest, veering northwest, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, then becoming south or southwest, 4 to 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Thames, Dover, White, Portland. West or southwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Showers, good. Plymouth, northwest, 4, backing west, 2 or 3, then southwest, 4 to 6 later. Mainly fair, good. Biscay, variable 2 to 4, showers, thundery in southeast, good, occasionally poor in southeast. Trafalgar, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in northeast, mainly fair, good. South Fitzroy, northerly 5 to 7, showers, good. North Fitzroy, Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet. Northwesterly, backing southwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 2 at first, increasing 6 or 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later, except in North Fitzroy. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Irish Sea, northwest, 4 to 6, backing southwest, 3 to 5, then south, 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. West or northwest, 3 to 5, backing south or southwest, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9, except in Shannon, then veering west or southwest later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, southwest, 5 or 6, backing south, 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. Northwest, backing southwest, then southeast later, 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times. Showers, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. And southeast Iceland, southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later, perhaps storm 10 later, rain, moderate or poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, northwest 4, 15 miles, 1013, rising more slowly. Stornoway, west by north 3, slight rain, 22 miles, 1010, rising. Lerwick, west northwest 7, recent precipitation, 8 miles, 998, rising. Wick Automatic, northwest by west 4, recent precipitation, 9 miles, 1006, rising. Aberdeen, northwest by west 3, 19 miles, 1007, rising. Lucas, northwest 2, more than 38 miles, 1008, rising quickly. Boomer, west by south 4, 27 miles, 1008, rising. Bridlington, west-southwest 3, 1010, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west 5, 5 miles, 1014. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest, 5 miles, 1016. St. Catherine's Point, automatic, west by south, 4, 1015, rising slowly. Jersey, west, 3, 7 miles, 1017, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel, automatic, southwest by west, 4, 5 miles, 1017. Scilly, automatic, northwest, 3, mist, 4 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Milford Haven, northwest, 2, 16 miles, 1016, rising. Aberporth, northwest, 3, 24 miles, 1016, rising. Valley, northwest by north, 2, 12 miles, 1015, rising. Liverpool Crosby, west northwest, 5, 14 miles, 1014, rising. Valentia, north by east, 2, 8 miles, 1021, rising. Ronald's Way, west northwest, 4, 13 miles, 1014, rising more slowly. Malin Head, northwest by west, 5, 5 miles, 1015, rising. And Macrahanish Automatic, northwest by west, 4, 8 miles, 1013, rising more slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation. A transient ridge of high pressure will move eastwards across the United Kingdom during tonight and Monday morning, but an Atlantic frontal system will follow from the west later on Monday. This will bring a band of rain with strong southerly winds on Monday evening and into Tuesday, with gales for a time in the north and west. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northwest 4 to 6, banging southwest 3 to 5, then south or southeast 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Showers, then fair, then rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick upon Tweed. Northwesterly, backing southerly or southwesterly, mainly 3 to 5, but 6 at first near Rattray Head, then increasing 6 or 7 later. Showers, then fair, good. Berwick upon Tweed to Whitby. West or northwest, 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then south or southwest, 4 to 6 later. Showers, then fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or northwest, 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then south or southeast, 4 or 5 later. Showers becoming fair later, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southerly or southwesterly 4 or 5 later. Showers becoming fair later, good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time, showers for a time, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, west 3 to 5, veering northwest 2 to 4, backing southwest 3 to 5 later, mainly fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, west or northwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwest 4 to 6 later, mainly fair, good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northwest 3 to 5, bagging west or southwest 2 to 4, then south or southwest 5 to 7 later, mainly fair, good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Northwest bagging southwest 3 to 5, decreasing 2 for a time at first, then backing south 6 to gale 8 later. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northwest, backing southwest, 4 to 6, but becoming variable 3 or less for a time in Liverpool Bay, then backing south 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, then fair, then rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Isle of Man. Northwest, 5 or 6, backing west or southwest 3 or 4, then south and southwest 6 to gale 8 later. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. northwest 4 or 5, backing south or southwest 3 to 5, then increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, then fair, then rain later. Good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northwesterly 4 to 6, backing southerly 3 to 5, then increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, then fair, then rain later. Good, becoming moderate or poor later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northwest, backing south 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8 later, then veering southwest 4 to 6 later. Showers, then fair, then rain later. Good, becoming moderate or poor later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Northwest 3 to 5, backing southwest 4 to 6, backing south 7 to severe gale 9 later, then veering southwest 5 to 7 later. Showers, then rain later. Good, becoming moderate or poor later. And Shetland Isles, northwest 6 to gale 8, backing southwest 4 or 5, then south or southeast 6 or 7 later. Showers, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally moderate at first. And that completes the shipping forecast. And good night from all of us here at Radio 4.
Welcome to the newsroom. I'm Bernadette Keogh. An audacious drone attack by Ukraine on air bases deep inside Russia. President Zelensky calls it absolutely brilliant.
We know exactly whom we are dealing with. We will defend ourselves by every means available to us. Available to Ukraine.
The FBI says it's investigating a targeted terror attack in Boulder, Colorado.
Our initial call, as I mentioned, was a report that someone was setting people on fire. That is fairly consistent with the injuries that we found on scene.
Hospitals in southern Gaza say they're overwhelmed with dead and injured after hungry people were shot at an Israeli-backed aid distribution site.
Let the whole world see what the Israelis and what America is doing to us. They are lying. They said they'll give us aid and they kill us. They were shelling us and shooting at us.
And exit polls from Poland's presidential election suggest the result is too close to call. First, the news.
Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. President Zelensky of Ukraine has described Sunday's military action using short-range drones to destroy Russian strategic bombers as absolutely brilliant. In his nightly address, Mr. Zelensky gave more details about the operation.
A total of 117 drones were deployed in the operation. The strikes successfully hit 34% of Russia's strategic cruise missile carriers at their home airfields. The operation spanned multiple regions across three Russian time zones. Our personnel operating inside Russian territory were safely extracted ahead of the assault.
With votes now counted at more than half the polling stations in Poland's presidential election, the conservative historian Karol Nawrocki is pulling ahead of his pro-European rival Rafał Trzaskowski. He has a near 10% lead. Here's Adam Easton in Warsaw.
If the second exit poll result is confirmed, it appears a majority of Poles want to keep Donald Tusk's pro-EU government in check. Karol Nawrocki, a Catholic conservative, would continue to use the presidential veto to block Mr. Tusk's more liberal agenda, just as the current president, Andrzej Duda, has done. The opposition Law and Justice Party that supports Mr. Nawrocki would also be re-energised after losing power 18 months ago.
A Jewish group holding a march in support of Israeli hostages in Gaza has come under attack in the U.S. city of Boulder in Colorado. Eyewitnesses said an incendiary device was thrown at the group by an unidentified male, setting several of them on fire. Carl Nasman has the details.
We do know from the authorities there that there are multiple victims with injuries consistent with